going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
With the 30th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Maxwell Harrison. Let's go!
And this offense needs to get out to the 49-yard line to move the chains, eludes the pressure, and picks it off! A pick six! He eluded the sack, but Max Hairston's there to take it to the house, 29 yards. Intercepted, it's Hairston again, off the carom. Is he going to do it again? Another pick six!
Max Hairston, the Buffalo Bills forever entrenched first round pick of 2025. You heard the call there? You also heard Tommy Paramiso up at the podium last night announcing the pick for the Buffalo Bills. Great job, Tommy. The Bills get the fastest player, as far as the 40-yard dash is concerned, at least, in the NFL draft, and as far as the combine is concerned. But I don't know if there's anybody faster anyway that wasn't at the combine, to be quite honest with you. So they get the fastest player in the NFL draft, 4.28 40-yard dash. A year after getting crushed by a lot of fans, a lot of media, for trading out of a pick that wound up being Xavier Worthy, the fastest ever at the combine, this year they take that player, albeit at a different position. The fastest player. A position that they have definitely needed. It's been on the radar for sure. A position that can come in immediately and at least compete for a starting job. We'll see where it goes. That's obviously to be determined. And a player that adds something the Buffalo Bills desperately needed from their secondary, more speed, and an ability to take the ball away, which you heard right there, a couple of different touchdowns in the same game against Vanderbilt in 2023. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Good to be with you here on post-draft day. Post-draft day number one, I guess. Post-day one draft. However, because tonight we got another two rounds to go. And tonight, the Bills are scheduled to pick 56 and 62. Two picks scheduled for the second round. I have just thrown a poll up on my Twitter X feed, at Sal Sports. I threw a poll up about an hour ago, actually. What do you think the Bills will do with their two second-round picks? You have four options. Stay at both 56 and 62. Stay at 56, trade 62. Trade 56, stay at 62. Or trade both 56 and 62. So far, 1,200 of you have responded, and is very, very close, except for one. Well, it's not, it's I should say it that way. There's a runaway kind of leader, but every one of these choices is at least over 17%, and it's very close for the next three after the runaway leader, which right now is Stay at 56 and 62. I think History Shows the Bills will trade one of these. But they didn't trade last night, and Brandon Bean came out after the draft and said they had opportunity to trade. There were teams that were calling them as the Bills were on the clock or getting close to the clock. Teams that wanted to come up from the second round into the first round, or at least come up, I guess. He didn't necessarily say that. It could have been someone behind them. There were only a couple teams behind them. And you did see, by the way, I mean, Philly did jump one. Maybe it was Philly. Who knows? We don't know that. But the bottom line is Brandon Bean said they did have some opportunity and some chances to trade if they wanted to, but because the way the board fell, they felt very comfortable taking Max Hairston with their first overall pick, number 30 overall in the NFL draft. So what are we going to do today? Talk about it with you. 803-0550. Let's light up the phone lines. Your thoughts on Max Hairston as the Bills' first pick in the 2025 NFL draft. We can also get into what you think they should do coming up here tonight. I'll give you my thoughts. I did a mock draft yesterday. I had the Bills taking a defensive tackle, Tyreek Williams, and I actually thought maybe I was putting him too high because, as you know, I've been kind of focused more on the defensive line. I still think that's going to be a focus tonight now. But I had Tyreek Williams, and then I kept saying, yeah, I probably had Tyreek Williams a little high. If the Bills take him at 30, people are going to say that they may have reached for him. Well, guess what? He actually went before the Bills picked. Something I didn't expect. I figured if the Bills took him, you'd have some people go, yeah, fits the Bills, but maybe a little higher than what you would anticipated. I guess not, because Tyreek Williams, the excellent defensive tackle from Ohio State, actually went before the Bills. Kenneth Grant, a player that a lot of people thought could very well be on the Bills' radar, he went 13th overall to the Miami Dolphins, and a lot of people thought that was too high, but he's a good player. You know, if you like your player there, then you take him, right? And that's what the Dolphins did. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots all take linemen. Will Campbell, offensive lineman, goes to the Patriots. Armon Menbu, offensive lineman, goes to the Jets. Kenneth Grant, defensive lineman, goes to the Miami Dolphins. And then here's the Bills taking a skill position player, not only just a skill position player on the outside and the secondary at corner, but also the fastest player in the 2025 NFL draft, Max Hairston. We got a chance to talk to Max Hairston after the draft. And on a Zoom call, we're going to play that for you here, most likely coming up at the bottom of the hour. I am chasing a Kentucky guest. I would like to get a Kentucky guest on the air, but when truth is, when you leave the media room, when the pick is made at 11:30 and you got a lot of work to do and you leave the media room at close to 2 in the morning, which is what I did last night, there's not a lot of people still up around the country unless they're covering that particular team like us here in Buffalo or another team on the draft. So I sent a message out this morning to somebody who covers Kentucky athletics and Kentucky football and haven't heard back yet. So if and when we do and we can get somebody on, we will do that. But that leaves us time for phone calls anyway. So we'll do that today. 803-0550. Brandon Bean spoke right after the draft last night. We'll hear from him as well. So you'll get Brandon Bean. You'll get Max Hairston. And we'll take your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. When we do take your calls, that's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. All right, so Max Hairston, and I'm going to keep calling him Max, even though you see Maxwell, because he told us he preferred Max. It's okay to call him Maxwell, and maybe I'll call him that once in a while just by talking and seeing his name written. That's fine. Even the Bills tweeted out, Maxwell, that's his name. That's what he's been going by. That's what we see him, you know, in all of these draft, you know, write-ups and the process and all that. He did say last night, though, when asked specifically on the Zoom call, do you prefer, you know, Max or Maxwell? And he said Max. So we'll do that. His nickname is Mad Max. And why? Because he said when he was in Little League, he was smaller, but he was a ball of energy. And folks, you can just see it right now. He still is a ball of energy. I mean, really, that's, you know, something that he brings to the table, one of his traits. And you can tell that this is a guy that just has a lot of energy, loves being around people, and during the draft last night, he was congratulating all the other players coming in the green room with him that got drafted before him, dapping them up, giving them hugs, all those kinds of things. Just seemed like he was a very engaging, outgoing personality. And I think, you know, that matters to the Bills as far as the culture fit, right? We know that. How do you fit in the locker room? What kind of teammate are you? And just from that video, you see, like, this is a guy that he was so happy for everyone else, and that's very cool. And obviously, then you hear from him, you see him, and that kind of infectious energy reminds me a lot of, honestly, a guy who plays his position that we saw a lot of in his younger years, Tre'Davious White. And remember the Tre'Davious White Goalie Academy and all the different things Tre'Davious White, the ways that he would be with his infectious personality. Not as much so anymore after the injuries, things have changed, and, you know, Trey's back now. But it's ironic because here's a player the Bills also took in the first round at the same position. Now they bring back Tre'Davious White, and they're both going to basically be fighting for a starting job. When you look around the Buffalo Bills roster, if you put the starting 22 on a piece of paper and said, okay, where is there a spot where somebody actually, there's an open spot, like you don't know who to put there. Corner number two is one of them, and maybe the only one, quite honestly. You could argue and say you need another receiver, you need another safety, whatever. That's fine. I'm telling you here, like the Bills, if they laid out their starting 22 right now, you might have Tre'Davious White penciled in as a starting corner, but that would be a question mark. Who is there? They needed to find a guy. Well, they got a guy that they can come in and maybe play right away. There's no guarantees, though. Kyrie Elam was drafted in the first round at cornerback. He did not play right away, but Christian Benford did. He was a sixth-round pick in the same draft. Now it's up to Max Harrison to come in here and show that he can play and earn a job. It's about earning a job. And he's going to have a fight on his hands to do that with Tre'Davious White, with Dane Jackson. I think a lot of us will be rooting for Max Harrison to win that job because if he does, it represents something for the Buffalo Bills going forward. When Kyrie Elam didn't win the starting corner job after being selected in the first round, right away, flags went up and said, wait a minute, you just got beat out by a sixth-round pick in your own class. Now, if Harrison gets beat out by White or Dane Jackson, I don't think that's as egregious or as alarming. But you'd love for him to win the job because if he does, if Max Harrison comes in here and he wins a starting corner job and you know that's the starter over Tre'Davious White, over Dane Jackson, if that happens week one, you can probably project that him and Christian Benford are going to be the two starting corners for the next 5 years. And that's a big reason why I think the Bills did this as well. They locked up Christian Benford on a 4-year contract extension, so another 5 years. And here you take a young corner to balance out that extension with a rookie contract, let's remember, rookie 4-year contract, and you have a 5th-year option. So conceivably, you could have Christian Benford and Max Harrison for the next 5 years as your two starting outside corners. And that's a great proposition, but he's got to do it. He's got to come in here and he's got to show he can play. Through the draft process, this was a name that a lot of us had heard. I had heard. You had seen. A lot of people linked Max Harrison. The reason why I thought maybe the Bills wouldn't take Max Harrison, I think he checked a lot of boxes. I think he checked all the boxes they wanted for speed, for ball skills, athleticism, even length. He's not the biggest guy, but he's actually pretty long for a 5'11 guy. He's got like 31.5-inch arms, I believe. The one knock and the one reason why I didn't really think the Bills would do it is because the Bills really like to have corners who step up and support the run. That's been the biggest weakness and knock against his game. If you listen to Brandon Bean, though, after the draft, you understand that they're more comfortable with where he is there than maybe what we've read or seen or thought. And that's because Bean said he's a willing tackler. It is not out of lack of effort. He's just not big enough yet to necessarily do it the way you need him to do it. But he's going to get in the weight room. They'll get him bigger and stronger. And look, I don't think we're ever going to be talking about Max Harrison as some really physical corner on the outside supporting the run. And I think teams are going to probably target trying to run against him a little bit. And he's going to have to be able to defend bigger receivers and get them down on the ground. That might be something that happens his whole career. You hope that he gets better at it. You hope he stays willing at it. You hope that he gets stronger, bigger, whatever. It's going to be something, it could be something, though, that 3 years down the road, you're like, yeah, he's not a great tackler. The question is, can you live with that, though, with all the other things he can bring you? And I think the Bills have answered that question here by taking him. It's not the thing he's going to be asked to do the most. He's a corner. He's not a linebacker. Corners cover people. They go after the football. They defend the pass. it is a big part of what the Bills do as far as having a corner against the run, but it's not his primary job. And I think the Bills feel, hey, we're getting a guy here who's special in all the other things that really matter to being a corner. We can live with him not being great at this other thing. Tackling. Even though, again, I think the Bills really want their corners to do that. Again, I'll go back to Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White has never been a great tackler. Willing, but not great at it. Not super physical. They still made him the 27th overall pick in, 2017. And he turned out to be an All-Pro. So what do you think about the Max Harrison pick? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Is there someone else you would have taken when the Bills were on the board at pick number 30? What did you think about everything that was happening as the board was falling? I got some thoughts on the overall draft and where the Bills go from here. 803-0550. I'd like to hear from you. I know we had a bunch of calls on the morning show, so we'll do that here today as well on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. When the Bills were on the clock at 30, certainly Max Harrison was a name that I thought they could take. Trey Amos was a name, another corner that I thought they could go after. The guy I actually thought that I might be leaning, and I thought that they was higher up to me where they would lean here at that particular time, was Donovan Azaraku. He is a edge rusher from Boston College. And he had 16 and a half sacks a year ago at Boston College, led all of college football, I believe. And once the defensive tackles started going, and you had a few edge rushers still on the board, him being the most, to me, Mike Green is notable as well, but he's got some real serious allegations off the field. I thought Donovan Azaraku was very much in the mix. So now we get to day two, and he's still on the board. I think Donovan Azaraku could very well be a guy that the Bills could target. I just don't know if he gets to 56. Darius Alexander was another guy that I thought the Bills could target when they were on the board at 30. Some think that he is a first-round type of talent. Not going to say first-round grade, but, you know, considering some of the guys that went, that he could be in that mix with the, you know, Tyreek Williams of the world and guys like that. The issue with Darius Alexander from Toledo is he's 25 years old already. He's super athletic, though. I don't know how much that matters to a lot of teams. The Bills did take a 24 to 25-year-old running back last year, and Ray Davis, he's 25 now. I think he turned 25 in November last year, if I remember right. But either way, they took an older running back. This is a little different, though, when it comes to defensive tackle. So I think there's always, you know, when you get to that point, it's, yeah, you like this, you like that, you like all these things about these guys, and then there's something over here you might not like or you might be concerned about. Sometimes it's health. Sometimes it's character. Could be 25 years old. I think for Max Harrison, it was tackling, physical. He's not super small, folks. I mean, he is, again, he's about the same size as Tre'Davious White. But in the NFL, when you're going against big offensive linemen and running backs who are, they can be smaller, they can be bigger. I mean, you have to make tackles. You bigger receivers, you got to make tackles sometimes. And that could be an issue for guys who are, you know, 192 pounds, which is what he told us he was last night. Will Johnson, another name that many thought the Bills could target when they got to pick number 30. He is the corner from Michigan. It is clear now that Will Johnson's knee issue is an issue for teams. Will Johnson was not drafted in the first round. And it just sucks for a kid like that, right? Will Johnson, I told you all before, he's got some family ties to Buffalo. I know some people here related to him. And I do know that, you know, that's it's a disappointing night not to go in the first round. Now, it doesn't mean he's not going to go in the second round. I think he probably will. But when you think about corners on the board, corners taken and corners not taken, and you get through the entire first round and Will Johnson's not taken, that tells you there is way more of a concern about his knee than any of us would have thought or known going into the draft. Because that is a clear, not only first-round talent, but probably middle first-round talent, top half of the first-round talent in Will Johnson. Once the Chargers passed on Will Johnson, you knew something was happening. And the reason for that is that's his old college coach, Jim Harbaugh, who brought him to Michigan. So if you wanted Will Johnson, I totally understand, but just understand this. It's not just the Bills. It's 32 other teams, essentially, who said, we're not taking him. And I think you need to respect that from the standpoint of the things we don't truly know about the medicals on these guys. Derek Harmon, a guy I thought would be a really good... People ask me, what's the dream scenario for the Bills? Leading up to the draft, I kept mentioning, I think Derek Harmon would be a great fit. I would love Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle from Oregon. Some questions about his shoulder. And he did slip a little bit. He goes to the Steelers at 21. I guess you could say he slipped a little bit. I had him at 17. I think some people had him higher. Clearly, I think the shoulder was a bit of an issue. And now we have a report from Andrew Filippone out in Pittsburgh who says, let me read this for you. This is coming from his colleague, Adam Crowley, who says Derek Harmon has a labrum issue that's going to eventually require surgery.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Surgery. So, yeah. All right. Just finding out now, we are going to get our Kentucky guest. I'm just going to DM him as I'm on the air. I'm going to say, hey, need your phone number. There you go. I'm not going to read his phone number on the air, by the way. Ha! There you go. And his name is Aaron Gershon. He is a Kentucky basketball and football beat writer for, I love this name of this this outlet, Josh. You ready? The Cat's Paws 247, but the paws is P-A-U-S-E. The Cat's Paws 24/7.
That's pretty good. I like wordplay like that. It's always,
I know,
like,
right?
Like the Check the Mic podcast, but it's M-I-C. Yes. Like, those are good.
Yes. I like it. So there you go. This is The Cat's Paws, and it's Aaron Gershon. He's going to join us at 11 a.m. We're going to talk with him about the Bills' first-round pick, Max Hairston. All right, so we'll get a little bit more intel on the Bills' first-round pick at 11 a.m. We'll hear from Max Hairston himself at 10:30. So we'll play Max Hairston, his Zoom call last night, at 10:30. Let's take a look at the Bills' roster right now and where Max Hairston fits in. I look at this cornerback group and think, and I think, It's better right now than it was when the season ended. I'll say that. And partly for that, it's not just a name. I think because Rasul Douglas just didn't have the season a lot of people, myself included, thought he would have. Right? Rasul Douglas just didn't have the best season. And I think at the end of the season, you saw that was the case. Remember what happened when Christian Benford went down in the Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship game against the Bills. The Bills had to turn to Kyer Elam. That did not go well. What the Bills have essentially done at cornerback is they have, this offseason, they literally traded Kyer Elam, but they have traded Kyer Elam and Rasul Douglas for Dane Jackson, Tre'Davious White, and Max Hairston. I don't know how you could say they didn't get better there. The question is what the ceiling is for that, and if they can be so much better to make a difference in games and big games and big plays. That's the question. But certainly the floor's been raised at corner. I don't think there's any question there. When you go from Rasul Douglas, who at the end of the year last year, you could say, man, what does he have left? He just didn't have quite the same year. And then from there, your next guy in line is Kyer Elam. And by the way, Jamarcus Ingram's still there. You know, I love Jamarcus Ingram, but you know, he plays a different role where he does different things. I thought Jamarcus should have maybe played even in that game against Kansas City on the outside. But either way, he's still on the roster. He has been on the roster. But the Bills have now traded, essentially, on their roster, Kyer Elam and Rasul Douglas for Dane Jackson, Tre'Davious White, and now Max Hairston. I think this closes the door on Rasul Douglas' return, by the way, if it hadn't already been closed before. And by the way, they also have, of course, Taron Johnson, one of the best nickel corners in the league, still playing the nickel corner. His backup would be Cam Lewis. So if you look at this corner room, last night, let's see if you agree with this. We did an Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast last night, me and Matt Bove. So media was done. We hear from Brandon Bean. We hear from Max Harrison. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. We record It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. By the way, it's up. You can listen to it. It's about 20 minutes long, and hopefully you give a listen. Always Game Day in Buffalo. Head to my YouTube page, at Sal Sports. You get our thoughts on it. But in that podcast, Matt Bove said he believes you could actually look at the Bills' cornerback room as a strength now, as a strength. It's not just that it got better. It's actually like a strength of the team. I don't know if I'd go that far because I still have questions about corner. It certainly can be. It might be. It could be a strength. Again, the way I look at it is the floor has been raised. I think the depth is better. The question is going to be what kind of ceiling you can get from this cornerback room. Because with Tre'Davious White, his injuries, his age, I don't know if you're going to really get to quite the ceiling that you might want from a true starting corner. But I think you could rely on him to come in, to play, to be able to kind of have a steady presence. And the same thing with Dane Jackson. Dane Jackson can play in this league. We've seen that. He's started for the Buffalo Bills. He's started in big games for the Buffalo Bills. But he's always been kind of a safer play, a safer floor, high floor guy, low ceiling. I think that's what the Bills have opposite Christian Benford. Even Christian Benford is kind of like that. Like, Christian Benford doesn't make these wild plays. He's just really, really good. Really good. The question I have about corner is how high can they get as far as their ceiling? What kind of playmaking can they have? That's where they need Max Harrison to be that guy. They need Max Harrison to come in here and make plays. Take the ball away. Be a guy that you say, you know what? Like, every few weeks, he's good for making a big play on a ball, maybe an interception. And in a key moment. Like, that's the kind of guy you need. And you hope for. Because I don't think they had that last year. But Matt said he thinks it could be even considered a strength. And I understand that. I do want to talk about the safety position. There was a lot of talk about that yesterday. I was very steadfast here on WGR that the Bills were not going to take a safety. A lot of you thought they might take Malachi Starks. You wanted him to. There was a lot of people linking the Bills to Malachi Starks. I guess we'll never know unless we actually find out someday from Brandon Bean. I'm pretty confident in saying they would not have taken Malachi Starks, even if he was on the board. I said it yesterday. I gave my reasons why. I still believe that. Now, they still have a safety out there named Nick Emmemori. Now that you've filled the corner spot and some of the defensive tackles are gone, could I see it? Sure. I still think it's less likely, though. I don't think they're taking Nick Emmemori in the second round, but it wouldn't stun me at this point. It would have really surprised me to take a safety in the first round, but given how the board is falling now, some of the D tackles that are gone, the corner position filled, I could see it. And he's a freak show athlete. He's incredible, his traits. And they do want to use, I think, more big nickel. I still think it's less likely, though, than front seven. To me, front seven is the concentration for tonight because it's always been a concentration for the next, first three rounds. I said going into the draft, I predicted that all three of the Bills' first three picks, if they stay relatively where they are, would be all defense, and they would get two front seven guys, two defensive linemen specifically, and a corner. Well, so far the corner's there. I still think two defensive linemen are coming. That's the way I look at it right now. I have a Twitter poll up. Go to Sal Sports on Twitter. You can vote in it. What will the Bills do with their two second rounders? Trade both, stay at both, trade either 56 or 62. Vote in that. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, the newest Buffalo Bill, Max Harrison, his Zoom call last night. We'll replay that with the local media here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.